Gearing up for Premises ID. Welcome to today's Accent on Agriculture, everyone. I'm Lee Maddox. Tennessee's Commissioner of Agriculture, Ken Givens, on Friday signed his name to a one-page document registering his farm in Hawkins County with the very first premise ID. That's part of the currently voluntary sign-up being asked of Tennessee livestock farmers for registering under the National Animal Identification System.
We're encouraging all groups to communicate to farmers the importance of farm premises registration on July the 1, I think, is really the formal kickoff time that they can call the extension offices or farm service agencies and register their farms. And so we want them to call and get those premises ID'd beginning on July 1.
Now, Given says Tennessee's farmers can begin registering their farms on July 1st with the Farm Service Agency. Now the National Animal ID System will include any livestock that's traded on the open market, from cattle to ducks. And farmers in facilities like auction barns, fairs, and any place else that trades livestock will be registered with a premise ID. And he thinks farmers will cooperate.
And so I think they understand that in sort of the global situation we're in now, we have to show our consumers and we have to show the world's consumers that we know how to track our animals, and that if something happens that's gone afoul, that we can find a problem within 48 hours and take action on it.
Now, Dr. Charlie Hatcher is the new coordinator for the state's animal ID program.
It's a voluntary program to start. There'll be mandatory registration of premises sometime in 2007. That's according to the current timeline. That could change some. But this will be an ongoing process.
And again, premises ID registration begins July 1st, and farmers can stop by their local Farm Service Agency office or their County Farm Bureau or UT Extension offices. Have a safe day. Join us again tomorrow on the Tennessee Radio Network.